Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started.
Hey there, hey there, hey there, my friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. That is me, and I want to welcome you all to our episode of Off the Cuff. Today, I have a beautiful guest, Chris Groth, who will be with us in just a few minutes once we get some of you on here. And we are going to be talking today about one of everybody's favorite topics, of course, angels, archangels. And so Chris is going to be sharing with us and teaching you all a little more about the angels. And you're going to learn a little more about how she came into them and started to learn how to develop her intuition. And so we're going to have a great, great time. So come on in, guys. Say hello. Make sure you comment. Let me know that you can hear me okay, you can see me okay, and that you are ready to start this interview. Angel ladies, yes. All right, let's see who's on. Hey, Nikki. Hi, Linda. Hey, Jill. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Bernice. Hey, Vivian. Hi, Bronwyn. Hello, hello. Hey, Kim. Hi, Nicole. All right. Hey, Silvana. Hey, Thomas. Good to see you. Hi, Jennifer. Hey, Sue. Hi, Gretchen. All right. Hey, Karen. Hi, Donna. So, you guys, if you are interested, if you know people that are interested in angels, you can hit that little button on your phone that says share and let other people know, or you can tag somebody in this if you know somebody that might be interested in learning a little bit more about the angels. This is the angel season right now, you know. Christmas time is the angel season. It's a time where everybody digs angels during Christmas time. So please feel free to share. Hi, Lindsay and Sharon. Hey, Jenny and Jerry and Quaylee. Hello, Alma and Teresa. All right, friends. So I'm excited to introduce you. So let me bring on Chris. Hey, sister.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. I'm going to change the view here because I think then they'll be able to, yes, because then they can see your angel wings because it's so, they're so perfect. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So Chris, I'm going to read your bio so that people know a little bit about you and what you're doing, what you're into. And then we're going to jump in and hey guys, this is Off the Cuff. So it is Off the Cuff. All right. Okay. So Chris Groth is an archangel life coach and intuitive energy healer, founder of the Archangel Immersion online course series, and best-selling author. Chris and her angels have been working together for many years to help people find their inner truth, heal and balance their body, mind, heart, and soul, and to live an inspired life. Chris serves clients around the world through healing and coaching sessions, online courses, and powerful guided sound healing meditations using crystal singing bowls, which so many people love. So thank you so much for joining me, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. So we got a lot of people saying hello and letting everybody know that that they're there. So Chris, why don't you start by telling us, because I think everybody's always curious, how, because most people don't grow up, I don't think anyway, most people grow up going, I'm going to be an archangel coach. I'm going to teach people how to connect. Like that's not usually on the list of things that we're going to do in our lives. So why don't you share with people how you start connecting with the angels? What is your story? Because we all have a story.
Well, it started, I was taking healing classes, working as a cranial sacral therapist. And there was a couple of sessions where I was the one on the table and my experience was angels coming around and the practitioners that were working on me felt or experienced the same thing. They were, you know, telling me about the angels that they saw. For me, it was more, I felt the presence of the angels around me and I knew that this was something really special and that experience stuck with me. And, yeah. And so I, you know, kept going back to that, that feeling of having them around, and kept kind of working with that. And taking more classes like that, that sparked something that, okay, I know this is something that, that is important for me. Mm-hmm. So then started working on, you know, the intuitive development and, other, healing type of classes to work with it more. But it wasn't something that, that I felt comfortable sharing. It was like something that was special to me, but it was sacred to me, and I didn't want anybody to touch it. I didn't want anybody to put it down or criticize it or judge it or any of that. So for a really long time, that was just my thing. And, you know,
I think that holds us back a lot. The feeling of like, I don't want anybody saying anything negative about it because I love it so much that we kind of sometimes just push people out and keep them away because we're like, nope, this is mine. And I don't want to hear what you have to think about it or say about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can criticize my hair or my clothes or other things that I do, but don't touch this special thing.
Right. Yeah. So what shifted for you that got you to a place where you said, okay, you know what? I'm strong enough within myself to not worry about the criticism, or this really needs to be something I share with others. What happened for you?
Well, it was a really slow, gradual progression or evolution for me. As you said, getting more comfortable with who I am and you know, loving all the parts of me and knowing that, okay, these are my gifts. But it got to a point where it was more uncomfortable holding those things back than it is to step into it and to really own that, okay, this is who I am, this is what I'm here to do, and this is how I can best serve people, and also how, you know, what I'm meant to share, that I have these gifts for a reason and I need to do something with them. Mm-hmm. So it got to be where it was more uncomfortable holding it back than it was to actually step into it and take those steps.
I think a lot of people get exactly in that spot. I know that was the truth for me also, was it became more painful to kind of hold it within and keep it to myself, because I could see the value that it could bring to others and the value that it had brought to me. And for me, my angels, which they're kind of, I don't know if everybody's like this, but mine for sure, they've had their work cut out for them. And so they kind of are a little sassy. And so theirs would be like, you know, if we brought it to you and it helped you, then, you know, what right do you have to hold it back from others? And if it's to you, then you're the one, you know, like, I'm like, ah, I'm not the one, but somebody else. Yeah, it's you. That's, so I think a lot of people get to that place of that kind of push pull. And it's either like the shit or get off the pot, you know, like it's time to do something now.
Mm-hmm. And also the, you know, who am I to, you know, do this?
Yeah.
What's so special about me? What do I know? What, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's already all these angel teachers, and there's all these people that are already, I mean, back when I started, it was Doreen Virtue. She was the thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody was, you know, it's Doreen this and Doreen that. And then there's little Sunny going, okay, so you want to learn about angels? I'll teach you about, well, why should they not just take it from Doreen? Everybody in the world knows her. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, you have something different. You have something that's unique to you that people are going to align with. It's different. And I think that's such a beautiful beautiful gift. And I've watched your growth along the years and seen your ability to step in and expand. And I think for those of you that are watching that have felt that, just remember that we've all felt that way at some point. You know, those of us that are doing this work, we didn't just go, like I said, wake up one day and go, I think I'll do this. It usually is a process, right?
Yeah. And you know, part of what makes me different is I struggled with intuition for years, thinking that I just didn't have what everybody else had. I wasn't clairvoyant. I wasn't seeing angels. I wasn't, you know, having these huge experiences that I expected or that I wanted to have. It didn't look the way I wanted it to look. And so in that way, I was shutting it down for myself because it wasn't what I thought it was supposed to be. So my struggle to work through that and to, you know, develop trust of what my intuitive senses were and opening up to that. I'm a feeler. So feeling all these different things and not knowing what they were or what they meant, it was a really long process for me to figure out. And so now that with that awareness, I help others to find their way of what is their intuitive sense. And because we all have our different ways, it's not the same for all of us. And, you know, we don't all experience the same things in the same ways. And
well, it doesn't show up the same. I mean, even as simple as you could be a feeler, I'm a feeler, and the way that I could feel could be different than the way, it's not just like this textbook, you know, it's not 2 + 2 and it always equals 4. Just, it'd be really nice, but it doesn't work that way. I tried to get them. I'm like, okay, guys, just like, could you just write it out like in words so I can just, nope, you're going to have to intuit it by the feelings. And I think, why do you think that is? Why do you think that that's how we have to grow and learn?
Well, I think figuring out what things mean for us rather than having somebody tell us helps us to find our own inner meaning, our own truth, because, you know, one truth, you know, something can mean something for one person, even if it's the exact same thing, means something completely different to another. And having somebody tell you what something is. Like, I had teachers earlier that would tell me exactly which angels were around me and what they looked like and what they said. And yet, you know, that wasn't what I was getting. And so then I was shutting down what I was experiencing because I thought I was wrong.
Right.
So it's finding out what is true for us and what resonates, you know, with us and with what we need to experience, because sometimes we do need to have our own experiences. We can't have other people's experiences,
not and grow. So they're interesting. We can learn, but if you want to actually learn and grow and expand within yourself, then you've got to be open to stepping into your own and not just reading about everybody else's or watching everybody else's, but instead embodying yours.
Yeah. I've read lots of books about angels and yet, you know, that doesn't give me the experience.
Right. Right. Yeah. It just opens the door. Just opens the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I wrote, Invoking the Archangels, gosh, almost 9 years ago now, that was one of the reasons I think that I wrote it, was realizing that it's not because everybody's going to have this experience, but if they are having experiences with angels, and they don't know how to discern them, then this can help them discern them. If they're already having them and they've already understand and relate, then these are just going to be interesting stories, because we always want to go. And I said that a lot in my book, go with what feels true for you first and foremost, over and above everybody else.
Yeah. And it is nice to have validation of what we're experiencing when you hear it from someone else that, oh yeah, they experience that too. It's nice to have that outside validation, but I think first it's important to own your own experiences and to begin to trust those.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So when you were developing your intuition and you had those voices, because I think a lot of our audience, those of you that are watching, how many of you have what you think are intuitive experiences, but then maybe not. And so you don't really trust it. So then you either ignore it, you deny it, you push it away. And then you come to find out a day or week, a month later, oh my gosh, I was right. And then you're like, ah, shit, I knew that. So I think that happens all the time for people. It even happens to those of us that are teaching, right? I mean, it still happens to me at times. I'm like, why did I not? Hello, Sunny, you teach this. Why did I not listen? So when you were learning, do you have an experience that stands out? Like, I have a million of them, but do you have one that stands out, Chris, that was like, that was your example of what not to do? You know, I like what not to do. It's like, oh, I had this experience. I felt this, but it didn't turn out. And then I just want to kick myself in the ass for it. Like, I think we learn a lot of times that way.
Well, my biggest experience was, I was meditating on the summer solstice and had this experience of an angel that was giving me guidance. I was asking, you know, for what to do, or, you know, give me some guidance, and came really clearly, you're going to write a book. And I'm like, I don't know how to write a book. I don't know the first thing about a book. I don't, you know, I'm not a writer. I'm like, okay, whatever you say. But I just kind of set it aside and let it be. Well, it was like 6 months later on New Year's Eve, I was doing the same thing. I was, you know, asking for guidance for the coming year. And the message came back again, you're going to write a book. And actually it was even stronger. And I said, well, I don't know the first thing about writing book, and I don't even know what I would write about. The very next day, then I started getting ideas mm-hmm. of what this book could be. Like mm-hmm. the ideas, the inspiration just started flowing in, and okay, I'll write them down, but I don't, you know, I still don't know the first thing about writing a book. Then it was, I think it was 2 days later, saw a Facebook post for a book writing class. That was by Shanda. And so like, okay, I guess there is. And so I took the book writing class, and 6 months later, my book was done. And, you know, it was like once I opened the door to, okay, you know, I'll follow these steps, then they all just fell into place so easy, one thing after another. But, you know, for that first 6 months when I was like, nah, I can't write a book. Nah, I, you know, just kept pushing it aside. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always love that, because I look at it that the universe is kind of always saying, oh, you can't write a book, huh? Try me. yeah, you know, here's one sign. Here's another sign. Here's another. You think you can't do this? Well, I'm just going to breadcrumb you, just little breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. or cheese, whatever you want. You want to be the mouse, whatever it is, and show you that yes, you can. And it sounds like for you, at least, and I would imagine, having written books myself, that felt like such an accomplishment, right? Like, I can't do it, and then 6 months later, it's done.
Yeah.
And how did that shift your trust in yourself, or your trust in your angels, maybe even that? That you said you couldn't do it, and then you didn't know how, and then you learned and did it. What did that shift inside of you, Chris, or your belief or trust?
Yeah, it was the biggest step that I had ever taken in letting myself be seen, for one thing, because mm-hmm. there's, even though the book was fiction, it still had a lot of me in it. Mm-hmm. There still was, it was my energy, and it was something that was my soul was wanting to express. So the book felt like my baby, and it was, you know, it was a really, really vulnerable thing to put out there. So it was taking that step, but it was also like the first time that I really experienced how, when I was trusting that everything is going to work out and following the guidance, how magically it can come together. And so it really was a really clear validation of, okay, when I listen and I take these steps, then the next step appears, and the next thing, and things just fell into place all along the way. And it was really an awakening for me to, okay, when you say yes and you step in, things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Things are going to start to move, and things are going to open up, and it was like, okay, I wouldn't be guided to do this if I really couldn't do it.
Right.
And I really kept feeling that strong push that they were telling me that I could do this, and it just wouldn't go away. And so just stepping into that was, it gave me the freedom to continue stepping in. So, that showed me that I could do something I never thought I could do. Mm-hmm. But it also was an experience in trusting myself and trusting the guidance that I was receiving, that, okay, you know, this, when I feel this, and I, you know, am pushed to do this, and you know, these signs start coming, that there's a reason and I need to, you know, I need to follow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever get, like when you're kind of feeling into something or you're thinking about something, do you ever get like the whole plan laid out for you?
No, it's usually one step at a time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have, you know, like, okay, this would be really amazing, but I don't know how I would get there.
Right.
But yeah, it's typically one step at a time, or a couple steps, but yeah, I typically don't have the whole picture.
Yeah. I think that's important to remember, friends, because a lot of people think when you're doing, you know, like I've been doing this work for 20 years and I do readings for people and like I can get right into their space. And then they think, well, then you want to know the next steps for your life for like the rest of your life, or your angels or your guides are talking to you so clearly that you must get the whole plan. It's like, we're not exempt. We have to learn and grow too. And I've never gotten a freaking plan. I don't get a blueprint. I get nothing. I get one step in front of the other, just like y'all. So I think that a lot of times there's that misconception that, well, you're going to know what the end result looks like. You might have a sense of where it's going, but as far as the steps to get there, we have to be present.
Yeah. Now, I think there's something to it too, that if we knew what that end result would be even more intimidating.
And sometimes it would change the whole course, because either, yes, it would be intimidating, so then you won't do it. Or it could be that the way that you're seeing it isn't the way that you want to be. And so you're like, nope, backing out. And so I think a lot of times there's reasons why we don't know. It's like right now with all the COVID stuff and the pandemic, and people are, you go, well, didn't you see this coming? Actually, in a lot of ways, I did see this coming, but not in the form, like this wouldn't have even been in my frame of reference. Number one, I don't watch sci-fi movies. I would have no idea that this kind of thing could happen. However, a lot of the things that are coming from it were the things that were being guided. So I think that that's important to remember, friends, when you're tapping into your intuition, you're connected with your angels and guides, that it doesn't mean that they're going to give you the blueprint and the answer to every single thing, so that you just have this easy peasy life. It's not how it works. It's yes, they're there and access them, but you also have that humanness and you have your head that sometimes is a stubborn little shit that doesn't always listen too. I mean, I have that. Chris might not have that, but I do.
Oh, I definitely have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know this is probably isn't a fair question to ask, but who is your favorite angel?
Oh, I have different favorites at different times. So for years it was Gabrielle. So some people say Gabriel, but to me it's a feminine Gabrielle. And she was the first one that came to me really strongly and was with me for years. Now that I've been spending time with each one, kind of my way of getting to know them is to immerse with them for like a month straight to really get to feel them and trust them, because as a feeler, it was hard for me to discern what I was feeling and to bring the knowing to the feeling. So that's what it took for me to really trust what I was sensing. Metatron is one that I work with a lot. I really like his energy. He's a really potent one. Things happen quickly with Metatron. He seems more like a fun personality.
A little bit of a jokester, I was going to say. A little bit of a little jokester, yeah, for sure.
So
that's yours for now. That's the one you're digging right now.
But right now, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, when I worked with Metatron, I was working to... you know, he helps us transformation and shifting and things like that. And I was working to do a lot of that. And yet I had some emotional kind of holding on in some ways. And I'll tell you what, my house, every single thing that had water, everything that was connected to water went, just everything. So it was the washer and then the toilet and then the sink and the hot water heater. And I'm like, dude, all right. And it was, it was palpable. You could feel it in the energy and you were witnessing it as the shift was happening inside of me and obviously releasing emotions and things like that. And it was about 20 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, I can't work with him anymore. Like I thought it was just connected just to him. And I'm like, okay, I got to back. I got to put a new friend up here for a little bit. So yeah, awesome. And so I like what you're talking about with immersion, because that's actually what I did. Well, when I very first worked with the angels, I was 13, and that's what I did. I didn't even know who they were. So I would kind of immerse myself in the energy of one and then another. And then as I got a little bit older and I started studying them, I would work with one for, you know, one for a day maybe, and then one for a week and no others. So I'd only call in one, and I'd journal and I'd write down the things that I became aware of. And I think that's such a valuable way to then be able to discern the energy between them, because that's what people struggle so much with, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And they do feel differently. Well, as a feeler, that's the way I experience things. So, you know, when you're feeling an energy, it's hard to know what that energy is until, you know, you spend more time with it and really, you know, journal about it, or, you know, what is it telling you? What is, you know, and really get to know it. So that was what worked for me, is to spending more time so that I could, you know, okay, when I feel this, this is Archangel Michael. When I feel this, it's Archangel Metatron, and, you know, being able to sense the subtleties, but also trusting, because then the longer I sat with the feeling of it, then the knowing came with it. So now it's not just the feeling, but the knowing will come just as quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the knowing often is a validation then, right, yeah, of the feeling. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. So we've got a gal, Bernice, that says, I think I'm supposed to write a book or a blog, and I've been receiving signs left and right for months, but I keep turning away because I don't know how to do that. My head is spinning right now that I'm on here hearing this clear message. Thank you for sharing your story. So, and Bernice, Chris and I would both, because Chris and I met at our writer's retreat. So, mm-hmm. so I've written 20 books, and Shanda Trof and I have put on 4 writer's retreats, and Chris came to one of the writer's retreats in Florida, which is where we physically met anyway. Mm-hmm. And so you may want to Google Shanda Trof and or Transcendent Publishing. And she has online programs and courses all the time that might be able to help you get there, because that's actually who you published with, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For my solo book, I did lots of collaborative books, and that's a really great way to get your feet wet of, you know, dipping into what it would be like to write, because that's a much smaller project and you're not so out there alone. So I have some that I had written stories for, you know, I think I'm in 7 different collaborative books. So where I wrote either a chapter or a story or a prayer or, you know, different contributions. But that's a really good way to, you know, just kind of put yourself out there in a not so threatening way.
Yeah. 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 And then it's the kind of like we were saying, it's a baby step. So it's just mm-hmm. one little step in front of another little step, and it gets easier and easier and easier. And after you have one under your belt, then you got a taste for it. And then you're like, ooh, this is I kind of like it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So, when you're talking about the different angels and the different archangels, and one of the gals here is asking a question, how or what do you feel with the energy of an angel?
Okay. So, you know, sometimes I feel a sensation in a part of my body, like maybe, you know, it's my shoulder, and I'll sit with that, you know, and every night intentionally calling in an angel that I want to work with. That's typically the way that I started. If I wanted to know Archangel Michael, I would call in Archangel Michael and ask, okay, how do I sense you? And if I sense something in my body, then, you know, I'll make a note of that. Everything mm-hmm. that I'm feeling, do I feel a sensation in my shoulder, in my stomach? If, you know, wherever I feel it, is it a vibration? Is it a warmth? Is it a tingle? You know, what does it feel like? Mm-hmm. And I would note that every night, then calling him in the same way and then writing down what I feel. And so then I could get consistency and start to trust that, okay, every time I feel this same sensation, or, you know, sometimes there might be some changes, but what are the commonalities between what I wrote each time or what I felt each time, so that I could, you know, begin to trust that, okay, every time I feel in this place, that's where I feel Archangel Michael, or if I feel this tingle here, that means that it's Raphael, or, you know, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. That's how I did it. You can also, if you feel a certain thing, then ask, okay, you know, is this an angel? And feel within yourself, is this a yes or a no? And yeses and noes, yeses are typically feel more expansive and warm and gentle, and a no would feel contracting or constricting, or that you want to push away or uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So it's figuring out what your different feelings are telling you, and it's tuning into yourself.
Yeah,
really working with the angels is, it's not seeking external, you know, we're not looking for the answers outside of ourselves. They help us to connect with ourselves and know our, you know and trust what we feel, what we know, what the answers are within us. So as we work with them, they help us to know ourselves better. That's what I have come to find out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's like, excuse me, it's like you're putting together a, oh my goodness, I just took the water down the wrong pipe, guys. It's like they're giving you a map so that you start to understand. You've got little symbols, and different symbols mean different things. So when you're writing down your list, you start to be able to tell, oh, okay, when it's this symbol or this feeling, and so you've got the key to the map, and it really is our creation of it. That's exactly how I did it too. So that's fantastic. I want to just a couple things, because that's, thank you so much, Paula, for reminding me. So for Bernice, who was just asking about a book, Kim Richardson, who is one of our community members, a dear, dear friend of mine for a long time, actually has a collaborative book coming out called about self-love. And so if you wanted to get a baby step, just a little taste of it, you could just Facebook Kim Richardson and you'll find her. And she's doing a book called 365 Days of Self-Love. And I'm actually writing the foreword to that book. Are you in that book, Chris?
I'm not in that one, no.
Okay. So I'm writing the foreword to that book. And so Bernice, if you're looking for a book, that's a perfect one to be able to step into. So anyway,
Lisa Porter has one coming up too, about magic.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So depending on what the vibe is that you're into, you may want to really, reach out to a couple of those gals as well. So, okay. So you have an Archangel quiz, a free Archangel quiz and meditation that people can go to chrisgrowth.com/angel-quiz. And so if they go on the quiz, what information are they going to get?
So they take the quiz and it will bring up which archangel would support the things that they're going through right now. So you take the quiz, I think it's like 12 questions or something, and then it will reveal to you which archangel can be most helpful for you right now. So you'll find out about that archangel, but then you'll also receive a meditation to help you connect with them.
Okay, cool. And so you also have a class that is perfectly divinely timed because it starts next week. So tell them about the immersion program that you have. The Archangel Adventure Club. I love the title. Archangel Adventures.
Yeah, Archangel Adventure Club is one that is just starting right now. It's a monthly club. Every month we will have a class about an archangel. So this month the archangel is Jeremiel, and the class with Jeremiel will be reviewing 2020 and envisioning 2021. So Jeremiel is the archangel of life review. So when you transition from this life into the spirit world, he helps you to look at your life and see what lessons you learned, what what you were in, what your soul was intending to accomplish, and if you met those goals, if you, if there are things that you didn't accomplish that you need to, you know, go into the next year, next lifetime with, he's the one that helps us do that. But calling on him, you know, right now, we can look at things in our life that we're doing right now. We don't have to wait until we transition to do this. And doing it right now in December, we can look at the year that we've been through and see, okay, what lessons did our experiences teach us? What did we learn? What things are we ready to let go of that we completed and don't want to do again? And what things, what blessings did we receive and things that we want to carry over into the next year that, you know, we opened up and want to have more of. So that class will be next, a week from today, next Thursday. The Archangel Adventure Club enrollment is open through the 15th. So that's Tuesday. So you can sign up from now until Tuesday. It's only $22. So it's a really easy way to get started with working with archangels. We also have a Facebook group where people can connect and learn more about the Archangel of the Month. So each month will feature a different archangel. So January will be Ariel. February will be Shamuel, March will be Sandalphon. So we'll be working with a different one each month, and each month we'll have a class of that featured archangel, which is a Zoom class, so you can interact and have a experience with them. So,
well, and that gives everybody the opportunity to get into the immersion, to yes, really feel into and be able to have the experiences. Because once you have the experiences, then you're like, okay, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. So they can go to your website, chrisgrowth.com, and mm-hmm, find out all the information about the freebies and the adventure club and all that, guys. So you can go there.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do a little off the cuff now. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. What is your favorite 90s song?
90s song. I try to think of what a 90s song even is.
I know, right? It's like,
that seems like a million years ago.
No, what was the 90s? What was the 90s about?
Yeah, what was the 90s?
If you get into the 80s, it's okay. I'll give you a little leeway.
Let me see. 90s. What was 90s?
I know, I can't actually even think of it. Okay, you know, go ahead.
I was really into Boys to Men back then.
Ah.
The a cappella group,
yeah.
Boys
yeah
to Men. So that I remember, I went to a concert and saw them. They were amazing. So that, what's the song?
I remember the Boys to Men, Boys to Men, Boys to Men. That's what I remember. Okay. If you were to share the best gift that you've ever been given, what would that be?
As in what somebody gave to me, or?
Yep.
Let's see. So my kids probably don't count.
They can count anything that, you mean the gift being your kids?
Yes.
Well, if that's the way you interpret it, it's your answer.
Let's see. So if I want to go besides that, I have a hammock that's out in my gazebo, and that is my favorite place to be in the summer, is laying in this hammock. And that was a gift from my in-laws. So that hammock is something that I use every day in the summer. And it it's a place where I can relax and chill out. But it's also, you know, way to for me to connect and be in nature. And it's like my happy place.
I love it.
Laying in my hammock.
Awesome. So in the winter, because you're in Minnesota, do you have to take it down? Like, do you take it down and put it away somewhere, or do you just leave it up all year?
Well, it's in a gazebo, so it can stay in there, even though, so it's not out in the elements. But when I lay there, I can still feel the breeze and I can still hear the birds and all that. Right. So yeah, it just stays where it is.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. If you could, would you go back to your high school days and relive them again?
No.
That's a quick answer. No, thank you. I'm happy where I am.
That's right. You know what? High school, it has its there are pluses to it, but you know, there's so many things that you're going through as a teenager that are just like, no, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. I know. I do meet, there's not many, but I do meet people that are like, oh my gosh, if I could just be in high school again. And I'm thinking, I quit high school 3 months into it. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what it's like, but I'm like, I would never want to do that. So most people I feel like are that, but I feel a few that are like, they're still in the high school age. What do you guys say? Those of you that are watching, let's hear what your answer is. Okay.
If you, you know, I feel like I'm in so much of a better place right now than I ever was before.
Me too. Amen, sister. Okay. If you were shipwrecked and you could only take two items, not including food and water, because that there's going to be plenty on the island. What two items would you take with you?
Well, there's my hammock. That would go well on the island. I would have to say my iPad, where I have all of my books, because I'm a book addict. And if I can, my iPad has, you know, my hundreds and hundreds of books on it, where I could be happy for the rest of my days reading my books. So that would be, that's probably my favorite thing. My iPad with my books, my eBooks.
Okay. Well, Paula Obed says that you would take her with you because she would bring you laughter.
Oh, okay.
yes, I agree. I'm kind of a book freak myself. So I actually got rid of about 400 of them this summer. But I still have 300 or 400 probably. So I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. Okay. Last question. If you had one message to leave all of those that are watching today, what would it be?
Let's see. Trust in yourself and don't be afraid to embrace your gifts and let your light shine, because stepping into that, that's where the magic is.
It's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Very true. So you guys, you got the message, right? So step into those gifts. Absolutely. Again, if you want to learn more about Chris, then go to www.chrisgroth.com. And then you'll be able to see her freebies there. Check out her Archangel Adventure Club. And I just want to share with you guys something, because I think this is important. It's valuable to just mention. You know, Chris has been a mentee of mine, and she's in one of my mastermind groups for the last couple of years. And I've seen so much growth in her. And one of the things that I want to share is, if you notice, I teach about archangels. That's what I do for a living. I've written books on it. I've taught. I've created courses. I've done all kinds of stuff on archangels. And the reason I want to share this is because there's so many people that feel like they have to be competitive And I'm bringing Chris on, and I want to make this awareness because Chris has a beautiful gift, and she is able to connect with the angels in a different way than I do, that would serve some of you differently than I do. There doesn't have to be competition. We can cooperate. We can come together. We can complement each other and not have to feel like because somebody does what I do that I can't work with them or be around them or share their content. Because here's the thing, guys, those of you that are in business especially ought to know this, is there is plenty for everyone. So, and I know, Chris, I know you know that, and I'm so grateful to have you here, my friend. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. I love Archangel Adventure Club. I think that's fantastic. I'm like, that's a damn good idea. and so I wish you all lots and lots of love. Don't compare yourself because you are beyond comparison.
Thank you,
my friend. I appreciate you being here. Mwah.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet, darling. You bet. All right, guys. So, hey, have a good one. If you have not registered yet for our free 21 days of messages from Spirit, there's the link for it. Be sure you go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com/messages. And it's a free program. It starts on Monday that you can join, and you can do the Adventure Club at the same time. But this way you will, I'm going to be doing lives, and we're going to be getting an email every day to help you walk through the holiday season and into the new year, so that you don't feel so alone. So that's a free program. Go check it out, guys. Share it with your friends. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Mwah! Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.